coming to stand with your feet hip-width apart. Your arms are loosely hanging next to your body. Your head is in line with the spine. And your eyes are closed. If that feels okay to you. If you lose your balance with your eyes closed, you can also let them rest a few meters in front of you on the floor. And whatever posture I suggest to you now, please feel free to modify it according to your needs and according to your physical situation in this moment. And above all, I invite you to be really kind to yourself and to not force anything. And you might want to start by taking a deep in-breath and a slow out-breath. And with the next in-breath, you can bring your arms in front of your body and above the body and really fill your lungs with air. And then very gently bring the arms back, feeling the air moving through your fingers. I'm doing this again, breathing in and reminding yourself that this is also a meditation. Coming back with the in-breath, that we are not striving or performing or counting to eight or any of that. This here is a moving meditation. So next time you bring your arms up, you can leave them there for a moment. And you can tune into this feeling of having your arms stretched up towards the ceiling. If there is anything that hurts and that's unpleasant, you can come back at any moment. But if you wanna keep it a little up to the ceiling, you can do that. But coming back at any moment when you think now it's enough. When you do so, again, coming back very gently with your arms, letting them hang, and feeling, if you like, with your eyes closed, noticing the after effects in your shoulder area, noticing how things are now in your body. If there is anything pleasant, taking a moment to take that in and enjoy that. And then we'll gently engage in some shoulder rolls, like big, slow shoulder rolls. So really the shoulders first go to the front and they go up, shoulder blades together and down. And you can even synchronize it on your breathing. So when you breathe in, shoulders go up. When you breathe out, they go down. Noticing areas of tension or pain. Also noticing if some things start to feel pleasant or if tensions are released. Changing the direction from the back to the front. Breathing in as you go up and out as the shoulders go down. And let your arms hang again, feeling the difference and the after effects in your shoulder area. You can let your head drop as far as it goes, not pushing or efforting in any way, but just let the head fall down and then making a gentle curve to the left side until you have a stretch in the right side of your neck. And then again,
making a curve to the middle and all the way to the right side until you have a stretch in the left side of your neck. So you can continue with this gentle turning of your head, but just to the front. And if anything hurts, or if there is sand or cracking, then it's best to stop altogether. And coming back to the middle, and placing your head in a way that it's in line with the spine, your chin slightly tucked in, as if there was a string going to the top, to the ceiling, making sure your knees are unlocked. And in this posture, taking a few moments to take in the after effects of what we did so far. And now, opening your legs a little, putting your hands in your hips, and bending to the left, coming back to the middle and bending to the right. So just doing a few bends, sideways bends. Which you can also synchronize on your breathing if you like. Coming back to stand. Taking a deep in breath and feeling the after effects of this movement. And I invite you now to bring your feet back to hip width apart. And raising your arms in front of you until they are stretched horizontally in front of you. And then taking a deep in breath. And as you breathe out, your arms are turning to the right side, as far as it goes. And then you place your left hand on your right shoulder and look over your right hand. And when the in-breath comes, the arms are moving back to the middle. And when the out-breath comes, they are moving to the left side and you can place your right hand on your left shoulder. So this is a twist. And you can do that on the rhythm of your breath. You can always allow the opposite foot to turn a little bit as well. So you get a maximum rotation. Always looking over your arm. And then whenever you notice that this is enough, you come back. Or alternatively, you do one more. And gently coming back now, placing your arms next to your body, closing your eyes, and feeling the after effects. If your knees are locked, the head in line with the spine, noticing what's there now. How are things now in the body? Is there anything pleasant? Can you take that in? Can you enjoy that? While also noticing that there might be some unpleasant things, choosing to focus on what's pleasant and nourishing in this meditation. And placing your hands again in the hips. And we'll just engage in some hip turns, as if you were turning around an inner axe, doing some gentle hip turns. And in the other direction, and coming to stand, again letting your arms hang and feeling the after effects of this movement. And I invite you now, if you like, to go into a forward bend, for which you might want to put your hands on your back together, and then taking a deep in-breath. And with the out-breath, you go in your knees and you bend forward with a straight back until you are 90 degrees above the ground. And if that feels okay for you, and if you don't have high blood pressure, because in that case I wouldn't advise it, you can let your head fall just a little. And then even bringing your arms up above your head if the fingers interlace. And when the in-breath comes, you can place your hands back on your buttocks and lift your head and come back with a straight back. And you can do that one more time. So breathing in. And with the out breath, you bend your knees a little. You bend forward with a straight back. Let your head fall down. Lift your arms up. In the out breath. And when the in breath comes, placing the hands on the buttock and coming back to stand. And just standing there, feeling the after effects of this movement. Maybe there is some energy in your body. Some warmth. Maybe there's also a little pain or stiffness. If you like, choosing to focus on what's pleasant, breathing with it, noticing how things are now in your body. And to end this little stretching, I invite you to shake your right arm and your left arm and both arms. Now add your right leg to it and your left leg. And both in turns. So you're just shaking your whole body. Shaking out all the tensions from the night. And if you like, even doing some turns as you shake. Taking a deep sigh. And coming back to standing. Taking a deep in-breath. And noticing how things are now in the body. Do you feel an accelerated breathing? Do you feel more energy? How are things now? What are you sensing? And allowing yourself to take that in. Whatever is pleasant, enrich it. How does it feel in the body? How does that feel in the mind? You could even add a little smile to your lips by lifting the corners of your mouth. Noticing some positive shifts in your body. Maybe there is a feeling of joy or gratitude or calm or relief. And allowing that to sink into you as you sink into it. Like a little moment of nourishment for yourself and your body. As if it was golden rain or gentle dust going over you, into you. And maybe calling up a few more things that you are glad about. Noticing that your body is quite all right. So many people are sick in these days, but you are here. You are okay. Your body is a wonderful miracle. Keeping you alive and giving you pleasure. So, you might want to be thankful for that. Being grateful for your eyes, all the beautiful sights that they give to you, nose, all the smells. The mouth, all the taste, and speaking, and kissing. Grateful for your ears, all the sounds. For your brain, helping you think. Grateful for all the organs in your body working so miraculously together. For your arms and hands. For your spine. All the muscles for your back and the front. For the sensations of touch in your hands. And for your legs and feet carrying you wherever you want to go. So grateful for this whole wonderful body. And all the nice sensations it can give. So taking a final deep in-breath. listening to my bell,